It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, joined by the beaming Tristan Prettyman. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you coming on. Now, you still live in San Diego, right?
I do, yeah.
It is the finest city, would you agree?
It is pretty beautiful there, yes. I have a hard time leaving.
Could you ever see yourself not living there for any reason?
I can't, no. I've tried.
Yeah.
I've tried. Tried to move to London, New York. Just can't do it.
I envy you. I have San Diego envy. Speaking of traveling, after Hello, you said goodbye for a while. Bad pun.
That's kind of funny, though, actually. It is very true.
I don't want to, even though I've read things about it, I don't want to explain your hiatus. Why don't you tell us, what went into your taking a hiatus from performing?
After Hello came out, I did a fair bit of touring, and I made a promise to myself when I first started playing music that I would only do it as long as my heart was happy. And I just got a bit burnt out. It was the second record. It was almost 6 years of touring. I made that first record and then toured and then back-to-back made Hello. And so it was just a long 6 years of just everything, promo, touring, just always having to be on. And I was in mid-20s at the time, and I just felt disconnected. I felt like I lost my anchor, and I was disconnected from my friends and family, and I was missing that. So I decided to take a little break, and that, I always kind of just follow my intuitive voices in my head, and so that's what...
How many of them are there?
There's a couple. Depending on how I'm feeling.
Well, that's the artist. Sure, there's a committee.
Yeah. So one of the first places I went was Bali, and you just asked me about my tattoo on my left forearm. And
tell the audience what the inscription is.
Yeah, so I have a tattoo on my left forearm. It says, "Find and follow the good path" in Balinese. And I went to Bali with a friend of mine, and I was there for 4 weeks, and I was in this little jewelry shop, and I found this necklace, this rosary, and attached to it had a card with that quote on it, and the full quote is, "Find and follow the good path ruled by compassion." Obviously, that would have went all around my whole body.
Sure. It's your next ink session.
But it was really huge for me to find that, because it was at that moment in time where I was really literally following the good path and my happiness, and it was hard, because obviously I have a label and a team of people who are wanting to know when the next record's coming out and when we're touring and when we're working. But it ended up being really, really good, and eventually that path led me back to music.
Now, you had issues with your voice.
I did, yeah.
Oy.
Yeah. So after a fair bit of touring, I started to kind of feel guilty about my vacationing, and I started to kind of do writing and recording, and that's when I noticed after about a year that I was having some problems singing. I would lose my voice. It would be really hoarse. It was tired all the time, and it just wasn't sounding right. So I went and got it checked out, and sure enough, I had 2 polyps on my vocal cords.
That had to be extremely disconcerting,
yeah,
to say the least.
That felt like someone kind of coming in and being like, "You brat, like, you have a voice. Like, why are you now? You don't want to use it? Okay, how about now? How about if we just take it away? Like,
wow.
Now how do you feel?" And that was a big turning point for me. It was interesting, because I kind of was like not into playing music, and I was sort of forcing myself to write this record, and then that happened, and it ended up being a real blessing, because the record that I would have made, which would have been this third record, would have been completely different. I mean, I hadn't written any of these songs that are now on this album that's about to come out, and so I truly believe that, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, and I have a friend who does energy healing, and at the time she was like, "You've manifested these polyps because they're the only things that could get you out of this tour and this record you're about to go make, because your heart isn't in alignment with it." And, looking back on that, I think she was definitely, definitely right.
You got my heart on a string. You want me back again, I'll do anything. Just when I thought I was free, knock, knock, door is locked, but you still got a key. All too familiar, the moment it shows up. Now everything I know says to me, playing the same game. All too familiar, the moment it shows up. Now everything I know says to lie. My oh my, you're getting under my skin. Don't know why I'm always letting you in. Just when last breath left of the air I need. I know you ain't no good for me, and all the lies and the lines you fed to me. The way you kept coming back for me, like the last breath left of the air I need. My oh my, you're getting under my skin. Don't know why I'm always letting you in. Just when
the process of writing this record and everyone that I've worked with and every experience that I've gone through has really made me step up into what I do. I think for 10 years I didn't really own it, you know. I just sort of was like, oh, I just kind of fell into playing music.
You were 20. Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, oh, cool, I don't have to go to college. And I just sort of floated forever. And I'm getting teary talking about it because it's so, it's like reminiscing about it is...
It's all right.
It makes me emotional, but anyways. But yeah, it definitely made me realize that I have a gift and I'm meant to share it, and that by not sharing it would be doing a disservice to everybody else. And you know, working with Greg Wells on this last record, he really was a big, just, he made me, he was such a, every day, you know, in the studio, he'd be like, I'm not here to make you do this, you know, like, you have to believe that you're good enough. You have to believe these songs are good enough. You have to believe that your voice is good enough and that you can do this. And, you know, I'm not going to hold your hand through it. And
so rather than push you, he basically let you find it and just guided it.
Yeah. And a number of times, you know, he'd be like, you know, fine, leave. You can go home. I'm not here to make you do this.
Oh, he wasn't going to let any brat in the room, was he?
Yeah,
no brat whatsoever.
And
there was a no brat sign in that studio.
And that was really great because I'm used to people being like, no, it sounds good, you know, like, oh, keep going. And, you know, having like a cheerleader. And he was a cheerleader, but in a different way. And, you know, for the first time, I've really stepped up into like, all right, I got this. Like, I know how to do this. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years. I, you know, just get out of my way, you know, and just let it out, you know, it's not about me. So it's been a good process.
This next question is now going to be impacted by what you just said. You've been candid. You've been candid with me in the short time we've had conversations, but we'll leave that off the mic as I promised. I've come in that short time we've known each other to know you to be a very honest person.
Yeah.
And one of the things you spoke about in making the Cedar and Gold record is that there was the aforementioned, you know, you had, you know, basically lost your desire, or certainly you didn't know, you know, was this life, the music touring career life for you. And you also had some serious personal relationships that dissolve. And you talked about how there was a lot of obvious conflict and issues that were going on. And you said you saved them for the record.
Yeah.
I understand as an artist being able to throw that deep emotion into song and recording songs and even being vulnerable enough to share them with your audience because you really do want to share what's truest in your heart.
Yeah.
What about when you have to do interviews and people bring up this stuff and they allude to who the supposed songs are about? Is that off limits? Is that where you go, you know what? No.
I mean, I think the record that I made is really honest, and so I think I would be pretty lame if I said that was off limits, because, you know, you're making that, you're putting that out there, and then to just stop and be like, well, I'm not going to talk about that, it's sort of like, I mean, this is personally for me, is like, I feel like that's just part of it, you know, like, kind of this record, Cedar and Gold, is my process of, like, dealing with this, so, and this process of, you know, now promoting it and doing interviews and talking about it is also part of it. So it's all very therapeutic for me. I mean, I'm waiting for the day that I can get through an interview or a song without crying, you know?
I wrote this after I saw an astrologist told me that me and my ex were karmically connected and we were not meant to be. And I was like, sweet, I'll just drive him crazy with a love song then. Thank you.
even when I first started playing, I remember sharing things that seemed so obvious to me or epiphanies that I'd have, and it would help, you know, it would make someone else have an epiphany. And I was always so fascinated by that, like, wow, the simplest experience that one has, like just sharing it with another person can be so comforting, you know? And that's the most beautiful thing about music is that, you know, there's 100 million people that have gone through a breakup or have had a health issue that has set them back, or, you know, a marriage that didn't work, or, you know, losing a friend or a family. And it's like, I love knowing that. I love knowing that I might be able to, like, comfort somebody. And, you know, and also as people have started to hear the songs, like hearing how they kind of relate to it, you know, like I have my one experience that's attached to it, but, you know, to hear someone else say like, oh, you know, heard the song Never Say Never, and, you know, I haven't talked to my dad in 20 years, and, you know, and that song Never Say Never, wow, you know, maybe I shouldn't be, you know, been closed off for 20 years, maybe I should reach out and be the bigger person. And I'm always like, wow, you got that from that, like, that's insane to me, you know.
But I'm sure even in your own, as a fan, I'm sure that there have been moments,
oh, yeah,
in songs certainly where, yeah, you might have thought about an idea for a long time, but heard it in a phrase or in,
totally,
a chorus, and suddenly the light went on.
Yeah.
Now, do you anticipate, as I know you're getting ready to go out on the road in support of these songs, and tonight you're going to be at the Troubadour. Now, they say it's an early show. What does early show mean to you? What time are you going on tonight?
I'm going on at 8, so.
That is early.
So that's pretty early,
oh,
yeah.
That's tremendous.
That means I'm going to be in bed at like 10, which is,
oh,
great.
Oh, man. That's good,
yeah,
for my wheels.
Yeah.
My wheels come off around 10, so yeah, I'm right there with you. So you're going to be touring tonight. You're going to be at the Troubadour, and doors open at 7. Do you anticipate now, are you a little more cognizant that, as we talk about the sharing of, are you looking out into the crowd and more or less measuring the reaction and the response and taking in that, oh, I can see a connection was made? Are you, is your antenna up? Or maybe you need to be out on stage and find out about that.
I mean, I think when I go on stage, I'm just in the song, you know, I'm in the moment. And like performing these songs, I'll notice that sometimes I'll become detached from them, and I'll put a wall up so that I don't become emotional when I'm singing them. And I've had people say to me, like just doing recordings and one mic takes and things, like, I'll have people say, like, you know, you're seeming a little detached. And so I've learned that, like, whatever is going on inside of me is going to translate to the audience. So for me, when I walk on stage, I just try to, like, forget about everything, let it all go, and just be one with the song, and just try to be vulnerable and honest with it, because I know that if I'm putting up a wall, you know, the audience is going to interpret that as like, gosh, she's being fake, or she's distancing herself, or why is she being distant? Like, audiences,
going through the motions,
they're so good,
yeah,
at that, you know. Like, and early on, my president of our record label, Dan McCarroll, I played a song for my dad, and my dad got a little teary, and I was like, and we were both teary, and we're listening to the song, and my dad's like, yeah, that's a great song. And I've seen my dad cry like twice in my life, and I was sharing this with Dan McCarroll, and he said, you know, Roseanne Cash said to me that if you as an artist don't get emotional about the songs, then nobody else is, and how you connect with them is how everyone else will. So, all right, so this next song is a song called Say Anything, and I wrote this the morning that I was going in for my vocal surgery to remove 2 polyps that I had. And I just kind of had a thought in the morning that, what if I was never able to sing again? What would I want to tell anybody in my life? So this song just kind of came out, kind of a rarity at 7 in the morning, but here we go. This one's Say Anything.
If I could say anything, anything, what would it be? Good question for a destined reality. I would tell you that I love you, even if it didn't show. Oh, I would tell you that I love you, baby. And by now I hope you If you could go anywhere, anywhere, what would you see? Take a step in any direction, just make believe. If your mind is always moving, it's hard to get your heart up off the ground. Oh yeah, your mind was always moving. Why your thoughts never made a sound? We won't break if we let go, 'cause you and I already know we were bound to be set free eventually. Well, here we are now, you can say if I could have it go anyway, anyway, it'd go like this. Take it back to a couple years yesterday, to our first kiss. In that moment, I loved you. This isn't how I ever saw it going down. Oh, in that moment, I loved you. I wish I knew that more. We won't break if we let go, 'cause you and I already know we were bound to be set free eventually. Well, here we are now, you can say anything. You can say anything. Oh, you should listen to your heart. It's gonna tell you what you need. And take care of yourself, and don't you worry about me. Oh, you should listen to your heart. Oh, it's gonna tell you what you need. So take care of yourself, and don't you worry about me. And we won't break if we let go, 'cause you and I we were bound to be set free eventually. So here we are now, you can say anything. You can say anything. You can say anything. You can say anything. Always say anything.
You only live not too far away. Do you promise you'll come back and visit us soon?
I will come back. I'm having deja vu right now. That was weird.
And
I dreamt about this.
Right. And you know, maybe even we get you in perform in the performance hall that we're at.
I would love that.
That's a nice looking hall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, maybe that's the next thing we do together. But I guess the next thing we do is tonight at the Troubadour. We invite all the KCSN listeners to come out and see Tristan Prettyman. Tristan, thanks a lot for coming out today.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.